From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Governor Jay Nixon has signed into law legislation to expand access to medication used to combat some drug overdoses. Naloxone hydrochloride has been approved by the FDA for use to block overdoses from opioids, which include heroin and prescription drugs such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. The new law allows pharmacists to sell naloxone to the general public and removes criminal penalties for anyone who possesses or administers the drug to someone who's overdosed on an opioid. It was sponsored by GOP House member Steve Lynch of Waynesville.
2/3 of the overdoses take place in someone's home, and there's almost always somebody around. To make this life rescue drug available in the home for loved ones, moms and dads, sisters and brothers, husbands or wives, will literally save hundreds of lives.
The new law takes effect in August. 2 years ago, a similar law was passed that allows first responders to administer naloxone. Education officials say Missouri schools experience widespread chronic absenteeism, as more than 40,000 students in the St. Louis region and nine area counties missed 15 or more days of school during the 2013-2014 school year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that attendance data was released this month by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights and St. Louis Public Schools. Dozens of frustrated Columbia residents were appeased last night when the Columbia City Council postponed a plan for a new roundabout on the west side of the city. The proposed roundabout would replace a four-way stop at Fairview Road and Chapel Hill Road. While several residents at the meeting said they were generally in favor of roundabouts, many called this one unnecessary and dangerous, especially given that there's a preschool right next to the intersection. Rebecca Scott is the director of the preschool.
We're concerned about the safety of the children, and we feel like the roundabout would cause a safety issue.
Supporters for the roundabout include Boone County Commissioner Karen Miller, who said in a letter that the roundabout could prevent rear-ending accidents and keep traffic flowing more effectively. It is not clear exactly when the council will revisit the issue. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.